It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Portable Practical Pediatrics is what we promise and what we deliver with every PEDcast since I started making them 5 years ago. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin. As always, thank you for joining me today. And thank you for making Doximo.com one of the most listened to and popular pediatric blogs available anywhere. Today, we're going to talk about minor scrapes and cuts. And by minor, I mean only surface injuries without injuries to underlying structures and wounds that are less than an inch in length. Now, if you've got kids, you know how often they get hurt. They get hurt a lot more than they get sick. And parents and pediatricians spend a lot of their time caring for bruises and cuts. Well, over time, parents need to become experts in minor wound care. So today I thought it might be useful to talk about this important topic of broken skin in children. Now, before we start, it's important to remind you that any wound, new or old, large or small, that you have concerns about should be discussed with a pediatrician or other medical provider. Take advantage of their experience. They see a lot of these kinds of injuries. But here are some instances where a health professional's advice is always needed. If your child gets a large laceration, and I'm defining large as longer than an inch, if they have an injury that involves a lot of blood loss, if they have an injury that's in a vital area, such as near an eye, near their nose, near their mouth, or genitals, or rectum, these are vital areas. You need to get some help there. Injuries from animal bites. These are very prone to getting infected and needs extra attention. Head injuries with a change in consciousness or repeated vomiting or that involved a severe headache. You need help here. Or penetrating injuries that may have injured more than the surface of the skin or have a foreign body still inside or under the skin. That's just a few of the situations where you want to get help. With that said, for our purposes, let's assume your child has a scrape or a cut that doesn't need sutures or formal medical attention, just a parent's loving care. How do you care for these boo-boos? Well, here is a way to remember the steps. Just remember A, B, C, D. Recite your ABCDs. A, assess. Assess the level of injury and make sure it's a home care situation. B, stop any bleeding. Ice can help here, and a cool rag with some steady pressure. If bleeding cannot be stopped in 15 minutes, I think you need to consider getting some help from a medical professional. C stands for cleanse. This is probably the most important step, since if dirt and debris are left in the wound, it will probably get infected in a few days, greatly complicating healing. If there's a piece of wood or other material still in or under the skin, it must be removed because infection will surely follow. When cleaning wounds, think lots and lots of water. Tap water is fine. Studies show that cleaning with tap water is just as good as sterile water. Experts that I read no longer recommend that wounds be cleaned with iodine solutions, peroxide, or solutions that contain alcohols or anesthetics like benzocaine or lidocaine. Tons of products are marketed at parents for these purposes, but they're really not very good. These solutions do kill bacteria, but they cause tissue damage to healthy tissues as well and are thought to slow down healing. You know that Doximo pearl, oftentimes less is more when it comes to medical therapies. So get out your mild soap or antibacterial disinfectant and clean. These can be very useful, especially if there's any grease or rotar in a wound during the initial cleansing and all subsequent washings. for that matter. And finally, the D stands for defend the wound from the outside. Now, certainly, if you watch TV, you think that applying an antibacterial cream or ointment like Neosporin or Bacitracin and covering with Band-Aids is essential to wound healing. Well, in my experience, this just isn't true. Many wounds heal fine without any covering or just a very thin, light covering of Vaseline to keep out dirt and bacteria. Actually, the antibacterial topicals, many kids develop allergy to these, and they also develop allergy to the adhesives in the Band-Aids. And this can actually, either one of these products can slow down wound healing. So I just find cleansing and a little bit of Vaseline works quite well. Now, here's something that comes as a surprise to many parents when we discuss wound care. After the surface skin has grown back to cover the cut or the abraded skin, sunscreen should be applied daily for at least 6 months over the healing skin so that the complete healing is not slowed down by daily sun damage. So, the next time one of your children falls on the driveway and breaks some skin, don't forget your ABCDs of skincare. A, assess that injury, make sure it's a home care situation. B, stop the bleeding. C, clean, clean, clean. Lots of water, some mild soap. Maybe you throw Johnny in a bathtub. Make sure you get all the debris and dirt and gravel. And if you think there's a foreign body in there, make sure you go get some help with that wound care. And finally, D, we want to defend that wound against the outside world, so just a little thin smear of Vaseline is a good way of doing that. And very importantly, don't forget sunscreen. After that wound is healed and is just pink skin but hasn't completely healed, you want to put sunscreen on it every day, even in the winter, especially in high sun areas like the face, until the skin is totally back to normal. This will minimize scarring and minimize the chance that your child will get something called a keloid, which is a really thick, ugly kind of scar. Well, if you enjoy learning pediatrics the PEDcast way, take a moment and subscribe on iTunes or on my blog, www.docsmo.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me and making this such a successful pediatric blog. This is Doc Smo. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.